सत्यं ब्रुआत् प्रियं ब्रुआत् योग्यं ब्रुआत्।
Hello everybody, welcome back to the podcast of Signs of Sirius. Today we will be discussing the 10th sign of the zodiac, which is Capricorn. This sign indicates the knees of Kalpurush and Saturn is the lord of Capricorn. This is a movable, even and a Prishthaya Rashi. Capricorn is strong during night and indicates the southern direction. The nakshatras included in this Rashi are the last three padas of Uttarashar, all four padas of Shravan and first and second pada of Dhanishtha Nakshatra. Capricorn is the exaltation sign of Mars and debilitation sign of Jupiter. Now let's discuss some general attributes of Capricorn Lagna. Those born in this Lagna will have normal and medium height and good physical appearance. Some other physical features of Capricorn Lagna natives are long neck, long head, broad forehead with lines on it, cheeks with depression, long and striding ears, broad shoulders and wide feet. These natives are well versed in speech, will talk precisely, clearly and with strong mindedness. People born in Capricorn Lagna can be workaholic and they will complete their job with perseverance. These natives are kind-hearted and practical. These people are self-conscious, unbiased, impartial and fair-minded. They don't deal with deceits or treachery. Capricorn natives tend to be equally poised without any like or dislikes. They give first preference to their duties and can work untiringly to complete their goals. Now let's discuss the results in terms of nakshatras. When the nakshatra is Uttarashar, second, third and fourth pada, these people are dependable with administrative skills. These natives will plan meticulously and execute anything with patience and skill. When the nakshatra is Shravan, they will act patiently and carefully. Perseverance and righteousness will be there. These people will follow the prescribed rituals. When the nakshatra is Dhanishtha, first and second pada, the person will be wealthy and will have a strong mind. They will act with diligence and carefulness. Sometimes these people can be selfish, rude and stubborn. Also, these are peace-loving people with high ambitions. After the nakshatras, let's discuss the house lords for Capricorn ascendants. Saturn rules the Lagna and the second house of finances. Hence, he is a benefic for this Lagna. If he is with strength, long life is assured. Capricorn natives with strong Saturn will have sound health, name, fame and good financial position. If he is spoiled, all these things will suffer. Financial difficulties will be there. Losses and troubles will be there and name will be spoiled. The second house is the Marak place also. Therefore, Saturn gets Maragativati dosh. If he is placed in the own house of second, health will be spoiled but will not kill. If he is debilitated in the fourth house, in his dasha, yoga results will be there. If he is in the 8th house, his third aspect will be on his exaltation house, which will be the karma sthana or the place of livelihood. And his 7th aspect will be on his own house, which is the house of finances. And hence, in his dasha, good results will follow. As Lagna Lord, if he is placed in Trikon, then also good results will follow. Jupiter, the owner of the third house of courage and 12th house of losses, becomes a malefic. If he is with strength, younger siblings may increase. But a strong Jupiter is not good for financial matters. If he is placed in the hidden houses of 6th or 8th or is debilitated in Lagna, it will be good. Placement in other houses is not good. But if the third lord is in the 11th house, that will lead to a high position in profession. Mars gets the ownership of the 4th and 11th houses. For a movable Lagna, 11th house is a Badhak place, and Mars becomes a Badhak planet for Capricorn natives. 11th house is also the house of gains. If Mars is with strength, finances will be good. Mother, comforts, house and vehicle will be available. But health will be spoiled. If he is spoiled, health will be good. But losses will be the result and finance will be in trouble. The Karakatva of the 4th house will also be spoiled. Venus, the owner of the 5th house and 10th house, becomes a fully Yogacaric planet. Children, good results to children, benefits from children, unexpected income, profession, status, dignity are some of the good results that may come. If he conjoins Mercury, it will be a Raja Yoga. So, he should not be spoiled. Mercury is the owner of the 6th house of disease, debt and enemies and 9th house of luck, which is a strong trikone. On account of the ownership of the trikone, the lordship of the 6th house will not give trouble. If he is with strength, advancement in profession, benefits from government, success, business development, income from business and prosperity will be there. At the same time, health will suffer. If he is spoiled, the bad results of the 6th house will not be experienced, but there will be losses and troubles from enemies and maternal uncles. The moon, owner of the 7th house, which is also the Marak house, gets Marakadhipati dosh, therefore a malefic. If he is with strength, Kalatrabhav will flourish. Spouse will be skillful and will have a pleasing temperament. Will have the fortune of getting good children. But at the same time, health will suffer. Problems due to cold will be there. If he is spoiled, health will be good. At the same time, the benefic results of the Kalatrabhav will suffer. If he is in the 2nd house, after marriage, lost things may be regained. Ascending moon gets the Marakadhipati dosh as well as Kendradhipati dosh. It is considered good by many if he goes into a hidden house. The sun is the owner of the 8th house. There is no dosh for sun and moon on account of ownership of the 8th house, and hence he is not a malefic. He will not give bad results. If he is with strength, long life will be there. Economic improvement, assistance from government and other benefits will be there. For those born in Capricorn Lagna, Moon and Jupiter are the worst malefics. Here Venus and Mars will give yoga. The Sun and Saturn will not kill, whereas Moon and Jupiter alone will kill. Here Mercury and Venus conjunction will give rise to Dharma Karmadhipati Yoga. So let's have an idea of the overall nature of different planets for Capricorn ascendants determined by lordships. Venus, on account of the ownership of the 5th trikone and the strong Kendra, the 10th house, he becomes a fully benefic planet. Mercury, on account of the ownership of the strong trikone, the 9th house, he is also a benefic. But the author of Chandrakavyam says Mars is also a benefic. It might be due to the ownership of the 4th house. Moon, Mars, Jupiter are the malefics for Capricorn ascendants. Chandrakavyam takes Moon and Jupiter alone as malefics and treats Mars as benefic. Since Venus gets the ownership of a Kendra and a Trikone, he is the full Rajyokarak planet. Since 9th house is a strong Trikone, and so Mercury, the owner of this house, also becomes a Yogacaric. Since the 9th house is the Mool Trikone of Mercury, the lordship of the 6th house will not be affected. If Mercury and Venus conjoin, it will be a great Raja Yoga. Now let's have some idea about some yoga giving combinations for Capricorn ascendant. Yoga will result if the 5th and 10th Lord Venus is placed in the 5th house. Maharaja Yoga will result if Mercury and Venus are in Lagna with Moon in the 5th house and it is aspected by Jupiter. Dhana Yoga will result in Jupiter Dasha and money from siblings will come in the same Dasha if Jupiter is in Lagna and Venus and Mars are in the 11th house of gains. If Mercury, Sun and Moon are conjoined in Lagna and Mars and Venus are in the 12th house, native will get wealth through siblings and himself will also earn a lot. If Mercury and Saturn are conjoined in the 9th house, there will be a good yoga. If Rahu is placed in the 12th house along with Jupiter, Rahu will give good yoga. If Mars, Jupiter, Sun and Saturn all are exalted, there will be a Rajyoga. When Mercury and Venus conjoin, there will be Dharma Karmadhipati Yoga. Moon in the own house in the 7th and Venus is either in the 5th or in 10th house and Jupiter placed in the 3rd house aspecting the Moon will give beneficial results after marriage. An exchange between the 4th and the 10th lords will give higher posts and fame. Along with the 4th lord, if exalted Saturn conjoins, native will become a high-ranked official in army or government. If there is an exchange between 5th and 7th lords, there will be luck through wife. Native will be very wealthy if Saturn, Mercury and Venus as are placed in Lagna and aspected by Jupiter. Jupiter in the 10th house and Venus in the 3rd house, an exchange between the 3rd and the 10th lord will give the native high post. If Jupiter is placed in the 2nd or 12th, beneficial results will come. So this was today's analysis for Capricorn ascendants and the Rashi of Capricorn.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. You can reach us through the email ID, that is scienceofseers@gmail.com, and also can use the link for asking questions given in the description box. We will be back with new episodes shortly. So, see you later. Till then. Satyam Bruhat, Priyam Bruhat, Yogyam Bruhat.